This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. You're listening to For This I Bow My Knees with Tracy Frederick.
So I have a question. Do you think that it was easier for Paul? I mean, you know, spiritually, do you think that it was easier for Paul to avoid or to resist temptation for you than it is for you or me? I often wonder. I mean, I wonder if we think that it's just easier for some than it is for others. And maybe because Paul saw Jesus on the road to Damascus, Acts chapter 9. Maybe when Jesus blinded Saul and showed him the great things that he must suffer for his namesake, verse 16 of chapter 9, you think maybe it made it easier for Saul or Paul to not give in. I mean, if we consider all that Paul went through, the beatings, the prison, maybe we think that it would be easier to stand strong, you know, to stay planted on that firm foundation, that solid, if we knew everything we would have to go through and have to endure. So let's take a look for a moment and see if that's true. We know that Paul was converted in Acts chapter 9 after losing his sight when he was on his way to kill Christians, right? If you don't know about that, you should read Acts chapter 7 through chapter 9, verses 19. It's a pretty amazing account. But we should also know that right away he was tested. Verse 20 says that straight away he preached Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. And as he preached, there were those who came for the intent to bring him bound unto the chief priests. Verse 23 says, and after that many days were filled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. Verse 24 says that they watched the gates day and night to kill him. And in verse 29 of that same chapter 9, the Holy Spirit tells us that he spoke boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus and disputed against the Grecians, but they were about to slay him. This became his life, every day, everywhere. People trying to kill him. From that day he was baptized and started preaching, this became his life. And it's, well, honestly, like a horror movie. I mean, reading through the account, the book of Acts and other books that describe his torture and struggles to live a faithful life. So when you read about his life, you kind of get the same story again and again. Paul preaching, people trying to kill him, and he escaped by the grace of God. And through all of that, he never wavers. He never stumbles. He never even complains. He never seems to be overwhelmed with it all. The criticism, the temptation, the hate that so many people feel about him, toward him, he just seems, well, above it all. And so I've wondered, how does he do it? How does he handle all of this? So in Acts chapter 20, in verse 17 through 24, you see, there's a little bit of a well, intimate conversation, at least it seems that way to me, and it reads, from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called for the elders of the church, and when they had come to him, he said to them, you know, from the first day that I came to Asia in that manner, I always lived among you, serving the Lord with all humility, with many tears and trials which happened to me by the plotting of the Jews, how I kept nothing back that was helpful, but proclaimed it to you and taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying to Jews and also to Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And see, now I go bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that chains and tribulations await me. But none of these things move me. Nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. And so you see, he knew. He knew everything. So do you think that everything he had to deal with made it easier for Paul to be faithful because he did know? To just, well, be completely open and out there about his commitment to his God because he knew what was coming. And still Paul tells the elders at Ephesus, who he knew were going to have to go it on their own without him after he left them, he prepares them and reminds them what he went through, the plotting of the Jews to kill him, the chains, and he said, none of that moved him. None of that stuff made him change his mind or give up. just as he knew they would have to make that decision for themselves without him. Would they stick or would they move? But it wasn't a miraculous spiritual strength that Paul had, was it? I mean, he confesses in his letter to the Romans, in Romans chapter 7, verse 15 through 20, that it was a struggle to keep himself disciplined. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 17 records in his first letter to the church at Corinth that he had to make his body a slave to not be disqualified about what he preached. It wasn't easy for Paul either. But maybe we think it's easier for others than we are when we're alone. And maybe we give up because we think it's just easier for people like Paul or people that seem to have it all together. Now, granted, Paul dealt with some pretty tough stuff, hard stuff, things that we don't have to deal with, prisons, beatings. And for us, even though we don't have to deal with anything like that, everything that we have, they're still struggles, aren't they? And each battle we face, whether it's the piles of laundry, the exhaustion from taking care of those kids or grandkids, or grief from loss, struggling with age and diseases, financial stresses, marriage stresses, family stresses, and the list can go on and on. They may not be prisons or beatings, but we should recognize that they are still struggles and they are real and they will push us and pull us, and Satan will use them to make us question where we stand and give us assurances that if we'll just take a few steps left or move a bit here or there, it will be easier, or we'll find relief from the pain and the suffering. And we will lose our grip on our confidence in God and our own strength. I honestly don't think it was easier for Paul. I mean, he was human. He was like you and he was like me. But I do know that he learned and taught himself how to rise above it all. You know, to see and to focus beyond what was happening right here, right now. To focus on the goal. To focus on the reward and not all the messiness that we have here. Just like our Lord and Master, he hung on a cross and he never moved, not even once, until it was finished. And now we have to ask ourselves, have we moved? And it is for this that I bow my knees.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Byway Media by visiting us at bywaymedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we encourage you to please share this program, to like it on social media. Thank you for being with us today.